common purpose.
Yes.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Vinny.
Hello.
How are you this beautiful day?
I am absolutely wonderful.
You are wonderful.
Hey,
you're
man.
Even more wonderful than usual today.
I feel the same about you.
You know,
it's
I'm just feeling the love. There's a lot of love going on in here.
Yeah, well, you know,
I don't know how it happened.
There's the honeymoon spirit in here. There was this energy.
We definitely do.
The owner of the business.
The business.
Got
owner
married.
Of the business. He got married. Business, bless his heart.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that happened this Sunday.
That's right. We're all drinking champagne, but people at home can't see that. But
mm-hmm.
That's why we're so happy.
Mm-hmm. Just don't let on. You know, I mean, actually, we're allowed to drink.
That's right. We can do anything we want. This is the internet.
This is the internet.
Drink on TV now.
Yeah.
I know. You know, we used to have cameras set up, and that was a little weird.
Well, they are somewhere around. I don't know.
So we don't even know if they're on. Maybe they are on.
Yeah.
They're not on, are they?
Not yet. No, no. They took them down. Took them down.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I feel much better now.
We would have dressed differently had I known there were cameras.
We never do.
We never do. Like the goofy hats and the ugly sweatshirts. It's like,
it's the character of the show.
It's like, wow, why did I wear that?
Yeah.
Man, I was on camera.
So how are you doing? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah. You know, speaking of getting married and stuff, actually, yesterday was my 25th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah. The big 2-5.
That's beautiful.
Is that the silver anniversary?
I would think.
I think it is.
Is that silver?
Yeah, because gold is 50th.
Yeah, 50, yeah, we're not golden yet.
Then there's the platinum.
There's, yeah.
I had my 30th, it's probably paper or something.
I know. I don't know. I don't know. I guess somewhere between silver and gold, I guess. I don't know what's and platinum. God, what would be platinum?
Platinum.
Yeah, it's got to be 75
or something. 75, I guess.
Diamond would be good.
Say what?
Diamond would be good.
Diamond, you got the diamond. Maybe it is.
No, I think platinum, I don't know. Maybe diamond is, the 100th.
That could be.
If you make it that far.
That was, but there are people living longer and longer. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're living with their spouse any longer.
My parents have been married 66 years.
There you go.
You know, I was going to say, you know, my parents passed away. I think they were over 66. I think they were in the 60 range. And I know my in-laws were like the 59th year when my father-in-law passed away. So it really is amazing, you know. So after my dad passed away, you know, I'm learning more about my dad. And my mom tells me that they were engaged 3 months within, they like dated for like 3 months and then they got engaged. So there was no messing around back then. So it was, you know, it's like
3 months?
3 months, dated for 3 months.
Oh.
And they decided to get hitched and they were married for like 60 some odd years. So, you
that's,
know, you
that's
really
amazing.
Can't. You really can't. Criticize.
You know what gives me, like, sometimes they have these prearranged marriages.
Yeah, yeah.
And they last forever too.
You know, I read one study that said that statistically arranged and, like, do-it-yourself marriages, you have just about the same chances of long-term success. It's,
well, you know, there's not such a great success
well, that's,
otherwise.
That's true.
So
but
50-50 or something like
know.
That.
Does that mean the average person doesn't really know how to pick very well?
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Or I think it's just a product of our environment that everything we have, if we don't need it anymore, don't want it anymore, we just change it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your radios, your phones, your TVs. Don't fix it. Just get a new one.
That's right. Just throw it away.
Yeah.
You need a new one.
I think that definitely is this point. But people are getting married later on in life.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah.
Younger the kids today.
Yeah.
The kids today.
Yeah, those kids
never
today.
Never thought
what
I would
know?
Say that. The kids
I
today.
I know. And that awful music. They play it so loud.
Those kids. What's the matter with those kids
those
today?
Those meddling kids. Mm. I said on Scooby-Doo. That was like the villain would say every episode. Those meddling kids.
Yes,
if not for them, I'd rule the world.
Yes. Kids. But that sweet voice that you've been hearing in the background that
Who
we haven't
that?
Introduced is Nancy Kelly. And she, right? Did I say that
That's
right?
That's correct.
I always
yep.
have trouble
I know.
With names.
You have. You did Nancy Kelly very well.
Thank you. Thank
I tried
you.
To have an easy name.
Yeah.
Even
what
the
was
easy
your maiden
ones.
Name? Was that?
Oh,
a,
you wouldn't. It was hard.
Oh, what was the maiden name? Let's give it a try. What was your maiden name?
Strother.
Oh, Strother. Well, that's not so bad.
Not bad. Mm-hmm. But harder than Kelly.
Yeah, this is true.
When I got married, people said, "You're going to keep your maiden name for business?"
Strother.
I
did
said,
you
"Are
any,
you crazy?"
What? Did you have any brothers?
No.
I was going to say, they weren't the Struthers brothers.
No. No.
Oh, boy, oh, well. He's got a million of them. Ba-dum-bump. Ba-dum-bump.
How about uncles? Do you have uncles?
I do have uncles.
Okay, then so they're the
they could be the Struthers brothers.
They could be the Struthers brothers. Okay, fair enough.
Wasn't there an actress on All in the Family?
Sally Struthers.
But that's the thing. It's spelled differently.
Okay.
So she was Strutthers, and I was Strother.
Oh, okay.
And my dad would correct us on a regular basis. That's not how you say it. Oh. So anyway, Kelly is just easy.
Dad knows best.
Easy name.
You know, I've been driving Lyft.
Yes.
I've been having such fun.
And how much fun have you been having?
Passengers, and
has anybody pulled a gun on you or anything?
No, man, it's
that's
so
awesome.
Cool. It is cool because actually they have a. It works that everybody knows who they're getting because there's pictures and there's a little, you
little
know,
write-up?
Rating on you know who you're getting.
Oh.
And, well, actually, not so much for me. I just get the picture.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I do get a rating.
Because, yeah, I thought so. Well,
yeah.
I know the competition. I know Uber. I think the drivers can rate the passengers.
Yes.
And the passengers can rate the drivers. I don't know if Lyft
yeah,
does
no,
the
they,
same thing.
We do. We do. We have to hit the stars on the thing, how many stars you get. I give everybody 5. I mean, it's
aren't
pretty
you
cool.
nice?
I think one person I gave a 3.
Wow. Mm. So do you tip well, too?
They don't tip.
No. Do you tip?
No.
Because you're
tip.
Very generous with your ratings. I was just wondering if you were generous with your tips as well.
No.
Like when
no,
you
no.
go out
yeah,
to eat.
Yeah, actually, I give them good tips.
Okay.
I give them good tips.
Good, okay.
I tell them where to go, what
that's
to
right.
eat, you know, where.
All that good stuff.
All that good stuff. But I've been, like I was saying, it's just really amazing. All these. I got to start writing about it because there's such
you
great
do.
Experiences in it. It's like being a bartender almost.
You should
a lot
start,
of stories, right?
A lot
you
of stories.
Start a log.
Yeah.
You know, give people's, like, initials. You know, picked up PK today. He's a dentist, and he's going to Guatemala. You know,
right.
He's going to the airport or whatever.
Yeah, all this different stuff. I went all the way to Brooklyn, New York today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Today?
Today.
How long does that take to drive?
Actually, it was really quick. It took me about an hour, a little over an hour.
Really?
I was in Somerset.
That's not bad.
I started out there.
Okay.
I mean, I started out other places, but I ended up, that was the ride I got from Somerset into Brooklyn. The woman that I had was from the New Jersey Nets, or
really?
New York Nets, or whatever
oh,
they're
cool.
called. Mm. You know, and they have that stadium
the
in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn Nets, I guess.
I guess the Brooklyn Nets,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, they moved into Brooklyn.
But that was cool. I drove her to the building where they do their work.
Awesome.
And she had stories to tell. That's what I mean. I really enjoy it. Some people got a guy this morning, said he gets up every morning at 5 o'clock and meditates. I said, really? That was pretty cool. You know, and, you know, it's just all different types of people.
So you didn't happen to get a fare from Brooklyn back here, did you?
You know, I didn't, but I was in a rush to get back.
Okay, well, that's a good thing.
I had a couple of things I had to take care of. So, I mean, if I did, I would take my time and just, you know,
right.
I would probably get something.
Yeah.
But I was in too much of a rush. But anyway.
It's all good. You know, we have a guest today because we've been, like, chatting. Like,
I know,
like
I
Nancy's
know.
Not even here.
Well, no, she's been
she's
right
been here
in
the
there
whole
with
time.
Us, yes, but she's been going to.
I'm just
doing her
enjoying
thing.
My
relaxing
right.
a little
self
bit.
As a
just chilling.
There you
out.
Go. So Nancy, what,
I wish we could
who
do
are
that.
You and what are you?
That's doing? Right. Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you, Nancy Kelly? This is your life, Nancy Kelly.
Oh gosh.
That's
so what brings you here, Nancy?
So I work with a company named Mass Mutual.
Hmm. Mass Mutual.
Mass Mutual.
Okay.
And actually our agency is in Ballykinwood, a little ways from here. The local agency is called Mass Mutual Greater Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And
so do you cover the Lambertville area, New Hope Lambertville?
I do. So the interesting thing about the insurance world is you can pretty much go and help people wherever you are licensed.
Mm-hmm.
So I just happen to be licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
So I do spend my time going in both states, going running around in both states and helping people wherever they need help.
Right.
And people move as well. So insurance people are known for getting licenses in other states as well when their clients move away and they need to still help them.
So I would imagine,
it's an interesting business.
Yeah, you got to do that. Yet, if you're, I do massage, and I'm not licensed anywhere, but I have certifications in different things.
That's right.
I go anywhere.
Vinny's definitely certifiable.
I'm so certifiable. Yeah, I've heard that before.
So what's your background? How did you find yourself here?
Yep. So I have been in the insurance world. Well, I started out my career in banking, and a lot of people think banking and insurance are related.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe you think the same way when you're in those two fields. But
yeah.
I've been in the insurance world for about 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I came about my MassMutual career when meeting somebody and finding out that they have a special care planning division.
Mm. Okay.
So most people have not heard about special care planning divisions, especially of insurance companies. And
that's why we're here.
And that's why we're here. So MassMutual, I guess about 15 years ago, they like to give back to the community with different resources.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that there was a need in the community for families with special needs individuals who they care for with respect to helping them navigate the different challenges they have in trying to plan for
long-term
their child.
Long-term insurance, is that what they call that, long-term? Or?
Well, from a product standpoint, from a strictly insurance standpoint, they sell life insurance, disability insurance, long-term care insurance.
That's what I was talking about.
And annuities. And from a resource standpoint, they have this special care planning division that's not actually something they sell. It's more like a resource to the community.
Mm-hmm.
So those of us who work in that area do a lot of work in the community, a lot of volunteering, a lot of workshops for organizations that provide services to individuals with special needs to basically get the word out to people in the community who are looking for somebody to talk to plan for their their loved one.
You know, I think that's a great idea because there are, people with whatever the disability or handicap, whatever you want to call it, there are so many people out there, you know, because when I was dealing with cancer, there's almost like this hidden other world out there of people dealing with very serious illness and very serious physical problems that you don't really see that often. You're not, you know, we're not a sexy group. You know, we're not on sitcoms and stuff
right,
like that. We're kind of hidden away. But there's an awful lot of us.
Sure.
Yep, there are for sure. And it's not just, you know, the people with illnesses like you're talking about and people with injuries and different types of physical disabilities. We're talking about the world of intellectual disabilities and autism and you know, all kinds of things that make it challenging for families to plan for the future, think about, you know, who's going to care for my loved one when I'm not around, what kind of benefits are in the community that I can take advantage of on behalf of my child or my, you know, adult loved one with a disability, and how do I access those benefits? What kind of questions do I need to ask? What kind of planning do I need to do?
Mm-hmm.
And who can help me with that? I mean, who's a resource and how do I find other resources in the community? So, you know, it's all about finding somebody to help you. And sometimes it's just finding somebody to talk to, really.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not going to charge you money to speak with them, I guess.
Right,
too.
Right. So when you say you talk to people, do you get requests or referrals or how does that work that you actually deal with the community and stuff?
So we do get referrals, and MassMutual, as you can imagine, like most companies these days, has a website, so there's information on there. And we do make ourselves present in the community as well, so that people get to know who we are. Mm-hmm. Like, I belong to the Kiwanis Club of Central Bucks, and I volunteer in different committees, and I volunteer for different events for the special ed departments in, mm-hmm. in different school districts to help out with things, to meet families and, cool. you know, to help kids. We also go to transition events that school districts provide for the families, so that the families can walk around and get information from mm-hmm. people that are vendors, basically. Mm-hmm. So I meet a lot of families at those different events,
right.
And get referrals, like I said, as well. So,
right.
And I understand you have some kind of personal experience with these kinds of issues.
I do. So the way I sort of went from just, I don't want to say the regular world of insurance, because
that generic world.
Yeah, that generic world of insurance. That's a good term. Into more of the special care planning side is that I have a daughter with special needs. And sort of like Rodney said, when you enter a world that you're not familiar with, everything's new.
Right.
And I'm the kind of person who asks questions all the time and looks for people that may know things that I need to know.
Gotcha.
But it's not an easy world to navigate.
Right.
And so we work with families that have children of all ages with different types of needs. But there's a pretty big need in the community for kids who are transitioning out of the school district.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So there is there are nice services that school districts provide while kids are in the district.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then when they get out into the big, cruel world, it changes a little bit. And that's when parents are, you know, having a problem finding what's available to them and what to do next for their kids. Mm, so I went through a lot of those steps by myself with my daughter, or on behalf of my daughter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And because I've been in the banking and insurance world for so long, as you can imagine, I can fill out an application like the best of them.
He's really good at forms.
Really good at filling out forms.
I'm not so good at those.
Yeah. But yeah, there are many people that, you know, don't have
There's
that type
of
background.
Forms too,
yeah.
That's right.
Lots.
So I learned all the things that you need to navigate. Well, maybe I can't say all the things, but quite a few things. And I realized number one, the things I went through with my daughter. And number two, after I was doing certain things, the parents of all my daughter's friends mm-hmm. started asking me, what did you do?
Yeah.
Can I take you out for dinner? Can I ask you questions? Because I know you already did this. And I thought, you know what? When I found Mass Mutual with this program, I thought, oh my gosh, this is the spot for me to help other people.
So people try to like pick your brain for a beer. I'll give you beer if I can pick your brain kind
Exactly.
So that would be a good investment for that beer. You'd probably definitely get your money's worth.
Yep. Yeah, for
but
sure.
It depends on how much you drank.
Well, I was going to say, I do my best.
You might not retain it all.
That's true.
So it's always complicated.
Of course,
it's complicated.
After enough beers, you may not give really good advice either, I suppose.
That's true.
Well, I have another, please.
I could sell you.
That's right.
Of course.
Have I got an idea for you?
Have I got a policy for you? But, you know, and when our conversation earlier, it's my understanding you help not only people who's maybe on the younger end of the spectrum, but it's on the older end of the spectrum. You know, you really, as far as your services are concerned, you don't really care who the person is or the age.
Disabilities don't discriminate. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't,
absolutely.
They don't discriminate in different parts of the community. They don't discriminate from an age perspective. Somebody might not have a disability until later on in life. There are lots of things that happen later on in life that we unfortunately have no control over. Somebody might have an accident. So mm-hmm. there are all types of different situations, which is why every family we meet with, when we talk about a life care plan and helping them plan for the future, has a different set of circumstances and a different types of things that we may do first, second, third with that family mm-hmm. as far as what's important to them and what, you know, what's most important to do away.
Are there two separate things here, the financial and the insurance? Like, you deal with the financial end, right? Do I have that right, or it's both?
Well, I would say that the world of special care planning is basically a team approach. Mm-hmm. And the person who's in my role, more on the insurance mm-hmm. end of things, our job is to really get the team coordinated that that family might have. So it may be an accountant. It may be an attorney. It may be their doctors for their child. There may be a number of people involved in that planning team for that family. Mm. And usually somebody in my role is the person who sort of tries to put the whole plan together mm-hmm. and involve that team of professionals in the process.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Now, so, I also, I on TV, I heard Mass Mutual. That's the name of it?
Yes.
How they offer a different, I guess, term insurance for elders. Is that
that's part of long-term yours? Care insurance.
Yeah. Oh, is that
well,
what
actually,
that is? Yeah.
You're supposed to buy long-term care. As a side note,
that's right.
You're supposed to buy it, you know, in your 40s when
I
it's a little bit less expensive.
I did buy it in
expensive.
My 40s,
you
and then
did?
I gave it up. Yeah.
Oh.
I cut it short. I was like, oh, I'm going to pay this forever.
It's interesting because
I should have kept it up. That's for sure.
In the insurance, obviously, you know, the world of insurance has changed as the world has changed. Mm-hmm. And there are many people who think about long-term care insurance like they think about maybe their homeowner's policy. You know, I pay this, and mm-hmm. how do I know if I'm ever going to get to use it?
Right.
Now, people have homeowner's policies because they've just done it for years, and probably their mortgage company requires it,
absolutely.
So they don't have a choice.
Yep, yep.
This is why insurance companies have come out with many products that they call hybrid. So, for instance, a life insurance policy that has a long-term care rider mm-hmm. is much more interesting to many people these days because they think, well, I am eventually going to use this insurance no matter what, right?
Yeah. So, no one's taking care of me.
That's right. So you're eventually going to use a life insurance benefit no matter what.
Right.
So. But anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, as far as special care planning, you know, what kind of planning does that kind of thing include?
So basically, it's a type of planning for, like I said before, families that have special needs individuals that they care for. And it includes discussions about accessing government benefits. It includes discussions about maybe transportation, goals for living arrangements, the differences between guardianship and power of attorney. What type of trust somebody might need to set up for their child and the different types of trusts and options for funding those trusts. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like a specialized type of financial planning or maybe an extra piece of the puzzle for financial planning mm-hmm. that, you know, there are some things that need to be considered and there are some critical ages when certain things have to be done as well that help the family. So I would say it's a specialized form of financial planning.
You know, it sounds like an attorney can be a really big help.
Attorney can be a big help. And there are attorneys that specialize in special needs.
Right.
And
right.
those are the types of attorneys that can be very helpful because that's what they do day in and day out. So they are usually part of the planning team from the standpoint of the most important thing in somebody's plan may be to do their legal documents first, their wills, their trust, their powers of attorney, and then think about the next part of the plan. So right. there's all different circumstances.
They actually have to be able to afford this, though. I mean, just people can't afford health care, you know, and to go one step further and say, well, now I'm going to get insurance, but you got to get health care insurance, sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think affordability, and everybody has a different opinion about what affordability is based on their mm-hmm. life and their situation and their budget, maybe. But mm-hmm. So it means something different to different people. But I think you're right. I think people put off doing certain things because they think it's not affordable. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we try to do as part of being a resource to the community is help the families talk about things that they might otherwise be talking about.
Prioritizing stuff?
With an attorney. So maybe the discussions that they're having with us maybe are now had before they go to an attorney. Mm. So when they get to the attorney's office, they may not be they may not need as much time there. So yeah, that sometimes helps it become...
Oh, definitely.
And I think, you know, depending on the disability and the degree of disability, you know, an attorney may be able to structure things so you may qualify for government benefits. So health care may not be an issue.
Right.
You know, if... Yeah. You know, if somebody qualifies for Social Security disability, then they should qualify eventually for Medicare.
Right.
Or if you're, I think it's called SSI, in your...
Medicare come with the Social Security. Yeah.
And if you're declared indigent and disabled, then you may qualify for Medicaid. So depending on the situation and depending on how good the attorney is and how things can be structured, then, you know, that health care might be easier to get than you might think. As I understand.
One would hope.
Yeah, attorneys are a really important part of the planning process for families. Mm. I think it's just a matter of, you know, what team of professionals you put together that you feel comfortable working with. And, you know, Rodney has a good point. One of the things we talk to families about is different types of government benefits and how people apply for them, how they access them. Obviously, we don't have any control over who gets approved and things like that for government benefits, but we can help advise them and point them in the right direction from the standpoint of that. So,
Are there any requirements to get your services?
Services?
Yeah.
No. So we do not charge a fee for this resource with helping families. So that's a nice thing as well. And like I said, from an insurance perspective, there is usually insurance in any type of plan.
Right.
But sometimes that's not what we're talking about. That's most important in the beginning of the planning process, depending on the family situation. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it can be quite confusing to a lot of people.
Definitely.
You know, it's not, nothing is simple. Like we were saying, all the forms you have to fill out. It's like all these things you have to think about that has to be in that contract that you want, you know. And
Well, I think it can also be kind of scary. I mean, especially if a disability or something is like out of the blue because of an accident or you know, something happened, or there's, you know, like this diagnosis that also came out of the blue. It you know, I think people have certain expectations of their lives, and we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and so and so is going to move out of the house, and they're going to get married, and we're going to have grandkids, and everything's going to be great. And but you know, I think there's an old saying: if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
Yeah, right.
So it's.
Well, that's a good point, because when we talk about planning with a family, we always say you can plan with the information that you have today, and you can have goals and dreams and wishes for the future and preferences and use that information. But you need to revisit the plan on at least an annual basis and look back and
say, important.
Hey, what has changed this year? You know, have our opinions changed? Has our financial situation changed? Has the disability changed? You know, all kinds of things that you need to revisit. So that's another really important point, to not do a plan and just say, okay, shoo, we got that done.
That's right. We'll just file it away. You know, I would imagine, especially if you have a child with a disability, you know, something may happen with the parents.
Right.
So it's not just something good or bad might happen as far as the child is concerned, but something good or bad might happen with a parent.
And that's a good point as well. And that's part of the planning process, not just from a caregiver perspective and maybe a guardian perspective and things like that, but from the standpoint that can derail a financial plan with respect to one of the parents getting ill and having certain expenses that have to be covered. So it's never too early to plan, and it's never too early to think about the insurance piece of planning. I don't want to spend
too much time
on that piece, but it is true.
Yeah, no, but, you know, I speak for myself. At the age of, I think I was in my 20s, a friend of mine was an insurance agent, and he said, you should get life insurance. And I go, what? What way? Am I dying tomorrow? And I didn't know. I mean, you can, but you never know.
Yeah.
But, you know, so it is, it's a tricky situation. We're going to have to go for a little break.
Okey-doke.
About 2 minutes. We'll be right back, and we'll have more info on our lively resources at the end of it, or at the beginning. We'll be right back.
Serves the Delaware River towns of Lambertville, New Jersey, and New Hope, Pennsylvania, as well as surrounding counties Bucks, Hunterdon, and Mercer. Now, there's a great new app for your smartphone to help you get the best deals in Lambertville and New Hope, including restaurant discounts, plus a handy directory of everything happening here, a calendar of events like live musical performances and gallery openings, and listings on everything from where to get the best pizza to the best parking spot. You can download the app for free in no time by searching for Lambertville New Hope on your smartphone's app page. But there's more. Got a business you'd like advertised on the app? Have we got a deal for you? Just go to lnhapp.com, click Choose Your Plan, then submit coupon code PANJRADIO. Our code will save you the $39.99 setup charge. Once again, go to www.lnhapp.com and click the Choose Your Plan, then add the coupon code PANJRADIO to save the $39.99 setup charge on your business listing. The cost to promote your business on the LNH app is just $9.99 per month or $100 for the entire year. And remember, downloading and using the app is absolutely free. And by using the PANJRADIO code, you pay no setup charge. It's our way of thanking you for listening to PANJ Radio, your Delaware River Town's community radio station.
Green Room for part two, and we have Nancy Kelly here, and she's advising us on what we need to look out for in our life, things that may occur and how we're going to deal with them, whether it be an accident or a disability or whatever. There are things that we need to recognize, I think.
Well, especially families with folks who have disabilities.
Right.
I mean, I think everybody needs to do some financial planning, but I think it becomes that much more critical when, you know, you've got a loved one with whatever the disability is who may not be able to do stuff for themselves.
Right.
So I guess one of the things we've been talking about is a life care plan. Can you say tell me what a life care plan is?
So a life care plan, I mean, might sound complicated, but it's just a coordinated program of future planning for these families, and it includes financial and legal strategies. So it involves getting certain legal documents done that protect everybody, but it also incorporates goals and wishes for their loved one and those types of discussions. It incorporates things like a letter of intent that talk about, you know, when the parents, let's say, aren't around anymore and they want to make sure that their child loves to go to the YMCA every week, or they love to eat certain food. Things like that that don't go in legal documents.
Right.
So that's something that we use, what's called a letter of intent, which is really basically somebody's wishes for their loved one. So a life care plan sort of incorporates their goals and their strategies and their wishes for their loved one, and it incorporates insurance and legal documents and just a number of things to call it a life care plan, I guess. So you try to have everything in place so that when caregivers change, it's as smooth a transition as possible for the person with a disability, and the quality of life hopefully stays, you know, as a decent quality of life.
Right.
And that's really the idea.
You know, in my own family situation, it was my mom who was taking care of my dad, and my dad passed away, and I think over time my mom is going to need more care. So I think it's easy to go from the caregiver to the receiver of care, you know, depending on the situation.
Right.
So what are the steps that need to be taken as far as these plans are concerned?
Well, there's a number of important steps, but there's no kind of rule about the order in which they have to happen, depending on, you know, what the situation is. So you generally first want to talk about what's happening today, what's right. happening in the family's life, what type of living situation is there, information on who the caregivers are, whether it's parents, guardians, a neighbor, might be somebody other than parents. What kind of education situation are they in? You know, depending on the age of the child, what kind of services might they be getting at a school district level? What kind of services maybe are they already getting in the community? So generally, that's a good place to start. We call it a fact finder.
right.
Because that sort of helps you build the plan for the family if you ask the questions with respect to their current situation. So that's a good starting place.
Right. Well, I would think, yeah. What age do people start to get involved in this, or what age do you usually get the parent or whoever it is?
Well, that's a good question. We have all different age groups. So there might be a situation with a family with a child who has a birth injury. There might be a family with a child who's transitioning out of a school district that needs to find services in the community and plan when the child turns 18. There might be a family who is older that has an adult with a disability that's still living with them, and that family might be thinking about what kind of transition are they going to need in the future to maybe an assisted living community, and what's going to happen to their child at that point. You know, can they come along with them? Do they need to find somewhere else for them to live? What kind of planning do they need to do at that point? So different circumstances and different types of plans depending on the situation of the family and the ages of the people we're talking about. So,
I come back to the cost effective. How is this? Can most people afford these plans? I mean,
the plan itself doesn't cost any money.
Right.
That's a nice thing.
Neat. Yeah.
That's so that's very affordable.
That's very important.
My neighbor always says, "Free is for me." So that's important for people to know.
Right.
That there are people that they can speak with.
That's
who
very
have
important.
Some knowledge and who have some understanding of different types of things, who can help them, and that there's not there's no fee associated with that. From the standpoint of affordability, like I said, it means something different to different people, but I think our goal is to work with every family situation and try and accomplish what they need to accomplish. And most of the time when you talk about a plan, whether it be a life care plan like this or any type of financial plan,
right,
the most important thing is to put the plan together. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to implement all 15, you know, items in the plan immediately.
Right.
There might be certain goals that happen at different ages, for instance. Like if you know, you have certain things that you need to do, like applying for SSI, like Rodney was talking about, when the child is turning 18. So your child may be 9. So that's going to be in your plan, but it's not going to be something you have to do right away.
Gotcha.
So so that's an important thing. You want to look at what type of costs you're incurring presently and what you think you're going to incur in the future based on the disability of the child, and include that in the plan. You want to talk about what kind of financial resources there are. Sometimes it's as simple as certain government benefits are permitted to be used for certain things like life insurance for the child. And so there are families sometimes that use life insurance to fund a trust. So the money, when they pass away, will go into that trust for the child. Mm. And the premiums are paid by the money that they get from a government benefit. So there's a lot of different examples and a lot of different things that can be more affordable sometimes than people may think it is.
Right.
No guarantees, just sometimes the more information you have, the easier it is for you to decide what's appropriate for you and things that are available that you might not have known about. So,
right.
You know, I think it's like anything else when you have, you know, limited resources and things you want to do, you just have to prioritize.
That's a good point.
You know, what's my priority? Do I send my kid to college or do I save for retirement? You know, do I get the used car or the new car? I mean, it's, and some of us, we have more resources than others, but, you know, it's just got to prioritize.
Well, you're right. And we might have different priorities at different points in our lives too, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's something to think about. You know, it's something to think about. Well, like I said before, a lot of people don't think it applies to them until something happens. You know, and so until they're in the middle of something and go, oh, I should have done that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think especially if you have a child who has a disability.
Well, that wakes you up early.
Yeah, I mean, you
start,
to.
You start understanding you need it.
You know, most of us, I mean, all of us should plan for retirement. But when you have a child whose issues are severe enough that it might, you know, impact their ability to support themselves and make a living, then you're almost kind of saving for two. You're not just saving money for yourself. You got to do what you can and try to be as creative as you need to be to try to get as many resources for your child as possible.
Well, it's not that easy, though, these days for people.
No, it's...
Right. The money situation, and people just get by on pay to check from paycheck to paycheck.
Well, you know, I think in those kinds of circumstances, you would... I mean, if you are genuinely not have any money, there are government programs that can help along the way. I mean, you can have a child who can be declared, you know, disabled and get government benefits. You know, and that child's health care could be paid for either through Medicaid, I'm guessing. But so it's not a completely bleak situation. I mean it's obviously not as some situations are rosier than others, but I mean there are resources out there, and I think the problem with people saying, oh, you know, we just don't have the money, you know, this is gonna cost so much money, it might prevent them from asking questions. It may prevent them from seeking out somebody from Nancy or trying to get help from Social Security.
That's what I'm saying.
So even if you're afraid that you might not have the resources, well, you should find out. Find out what's out there.
Just Google it.
Well, Google Nancy. How's that sound? That's just it. Because, you know, when I worked in legal aid in Philadelphia...
You worked in legal aid.
So it was, you know, we got calls all the time, and we couldn't... A lot of the questions we got weren't, strictly speaking, legal. They were financial issues or this issue or that issue. And we were able to refer people to different organizations, whether it's nonprofits or government agencies, whoever it was, who could, you know, at least point them in the right direction. We couldn't guarantee that, you know, they're on the yellow brick road and everything was going to, you know, end up peachy, but...
Right.
But, you know, there is help out there.
Gotcha.
I think you bring up a good point, too, when you talk about people trying to save, you know, thinking about saving for college and saving for retirement and this is another thing that just adds an extra piece of the puzzle to what is the saving that's necessary. And when you talk about a child who may end up being eligible for some type of government benefits like an SSI, it's important to talk to people about that as well, because as parents, I don't know about you, but you know, when you have a child, people are always, well, we should give them savings bonds and we should open a savings account for them. Right, and when they get birthday money, we should make them put $10 in there. And we should, that's just the way we've been brought up to think, that you save for your child.
Right.
Now, when you're talking about a child with a disability, there are certain benefits where that child can't have assets in their name, or it prohibits them from getting benefits that they might otherwise be entitled to. So those are the types of things that are also part of this life care planning process. When we talk about setting up a trust for a child, there's something called the ABLE Act that's wonderful, where people with disabilities can now save for future expenses, just like those of us save for retirement and save for things that are going to cost us money in the future. The ABLE Act has now allowed people with disabilities to put money in an account and have people put money in an account for them and save for some of those qualified expenses that they may run into later on in life. And they don't count that toward the asset test, which is helpful to know. So there's a lot of these different things. And also, we at MassMutual have a team of professionals that we're lucky enough to have people feeding us information when laws change and when all types of guidelines change, so that maybe we are going to have information that, that somebody otherwise might not have. Maybe we have that available at our fingertips as well. So, because you know how fast the world changes these days. And
it's everywhere. There's so many different moving parts, because you have to be, you know, aware of what government programs may be out there, whether or not they're changing or not. And then there's tax law, and there's all kinds of moving parts. So, I mean, I'm sure it can be a full-time job just keeping track of what may or may not change as far as the government is concerned.
Very, very intense. I don't know. You know, to me, I would just... I was goofing before about Googling, but that's the only way I would figure out. I need this. I'm going to Google it and see what happens.
Yeah.
Will Mass Mutual come up?
They do come up when you Google.
Okay,
yes.
Good. That's
they,
important.
They probably come up way on the top, too. I know a lot of Rodney and I were just talking on the way here about all the video marketing that's exploding these days. Yeah. And I know there's all kinds of, not that I am any expert in that field at all, but there are all kinds of statistics about where you are on the Google page.
That's right.
And how many hits you're going to get and all those types of things. So.
I mean, and that's another thing. I mean, I would be afraid that someone who's a family that's really potentially stressed out because of the financial issues of, you know, of a family member, you know, may be more likely to fall in with someone who's not reputable.
Right.
You know, so I would be afraid that, you know, you really need to check out, you know, if you do use a financial planner to help you with these kinds of issues, you really need to find somebody who's really trustworthy.
Right, I agree.
Because it's you got your future of your child or your parent or your spouse, whoever it is, and you know, when people are really stressed out, they don't make the best decisions. So you really need to find somebody who you can trust.
Right. You got to do research on the research.
It's
on the research.
You know, unfortunately, there are people out there who will take advantage of families like these, and you know, if you have somebody, you know, like Nancy, who you can find and who knows what she's talking about and is, you know, and is really going to do her best to take care of people. I mean, that's really the kind of person you need to find.
Right. So you have sessions or, I forgot what I'm trying to say.
Speaking engagements.
We call them workshops.
Workshops.
I think somebody once told us that seminars sound boring. So
do you have?
So we call them workshops.
Okay. Do you have snacks at your workshops?
We do.
Are they like good snacks?
Well, it's funny because usually,
if there's snacks,
usually we have them at different organizations who would like us to come in and speak to their families.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be a support group at a church that has a you know, parents that have kids with autism,
right,
and they meet every Saturday. So maybe we speak at a group like that. It could be a nonprofit that provides services to families with disabilities, like a Lenape Valley Foundation. Mm. It could be an employer that is just doing a nice thing for their employees that has us come in and speak. We have spoken at various organizations like the Bucks County Bar Association. Because lawyers also
absolutely
have an interest in this topic, have an interest on behalf of their clients.
Sure.
In this topic. So we give workshops wherever people think it's going to be helpful to get the word out to families and be able to help people. So, and then we also obviously meet with families individually if they get referred to us, or I meet them at an event. Or
how do you advertise? How do you get the word out?
Well, that's an interesting question. So, MassMutual has a website, and the special care planning program information is on there.
Mm-hmm.
From a local advertising standpoint, I run around doing events, basically.
it's called legwork advertising. Yeah. That's what it's called.
And I'm sort of thinking, you know, maybe it would be helpful to do, you know, some type of video or,
yeah,
you know, something of that nature.
Absolutely.
To, you know, to let more people know that this is a resource that's out there.
And yeah, we have a video company just for you. Green Birdie Video,
that's right,
right, yeah, here on our green screen.
If you say the magic word, maybe you'll get a discount.
Like tweet, tweet.
That's right. Yeah, this is what this
the
is.
Big
this is
green screen.
Yeah, this
Kelly
is.
Kelly Green, in fact.
It's very, it's very
but
attractive.
But it turns into anything you want it to.
Yeah, that's very cool.
We'll
here.
Put you in an office building. We'll that's put right. you in I'm front of people.
Oh,
we'll
I can look really, really important.
Yeah. That's all right.
Or you can be on the beach.
As a matter of fact, after this show, we're going to take some pictures, although he's got to leave.
Yeah, I gotta fly.
I have to take one quick picture.
That's
of
right.
You.
Maybe you could be like a surfing or something. We'll put you on the water.
Yes, that's the only way I could surf. Actually, not that coordinated when it comes to those kind of things.
I'm right there with you.
It looks like a lot of fun, though.
I can't.
I always wished I was one of those people.
Yeah.
Well,
right?
You can be. You can be
on
Kelly.
The green screen. I
well. That's true.
You know, sometimes people say, you know, have you done this? Have you done that? It's like, no, but, you know, I'm not dead yet.
That's true.
I might do it, you know?
Right.
It was interesting. I'm kind of
the internet, bucket list.
I'm internet surfing.
The bucket list, my
And
bro.
there was a story, a woman in Singapore, she started playing the electric guitar at age 61.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And she's now 81.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, she was like on this, and she's really pretty good.
Uh-huh.
You know, there are videos of her playing guitar. It's like, you know, like a friend of hers, like she was always into music, and a friend of hers gave her a Santana CD.
Oh.
And she liked it
good
so
one.
Much
wow.
that she got
that's...
herself a guitar and
uh-huh. and learned.
Wow. You know,
well, she must have been a little bit of a natural, though. I feel like playing a musical instrument
yeah.
involves a certain part of your brain that yeah. some of us are missing.
I have a
musician.
No.
So.
I have a friend of mine who, at 65, I think,
mm-hmm.
he decided he was going to play the guitar for his grandkids.
Wow.
And he plays really, really well.
Yeah.
And he's, what, 60, maybe a couple of years later, 3 years later. And
that's amazing.
He learned. He went on the internet. He took out YouTube. He checked out all the different ways. And then he goes for classes also.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every time I see him, he's doing something different. I'm going, gee,
wow.
It's incredible. Now, the thing was, he doesn't have timing, you know. He,
right.
His rhythm is off.
He needs the metronome.
Yeah. So, but you could see that he's learning that too, you know.
Yeah.
Like that's coming along. And when I play with him, when we get him into a little jam, he loosens up and he starts to feel it. And he's very good. And it's 60-something.
Yeah.
So you don't, you know, I think you could learn it at any time.
Yeah.
I mean, he picked up the piano too. He
yeah.
started playing the piano. I don't know how good he does, but he's okay, you know.
That's fascinating to me
yeah.
about musicians
mm-hmm.
is it's another language.
Yeah.
And my son is a musician, and when he was younger, mm-hmm. and I would take him to all these School of Rock
concerts,
you know, rehearsals
and, stuff,
and things like that, and I would watch the instructors on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I, not being really a musician, I sang in the choir, if that counts. But
that does count.
I always thought that when you play the guitar, that's your instrument, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you learn that, and that's what you play. Or you play the keyboard, or you whatever.
Right.
But what I learned very quickly is people who are musicians learn that language, and they can play all these different instruments, which is just really cool, I think, from somebody who doesn't understand.
But it's I think it's inside. Even you can play. Something.
Even I could if I really focused. You know, if I were to learn to play anything, I like the bass guitar. I like the sound of the bass guitar.
Very good. Yeah. There's a need for bass players.
So who knows?
It hurts your fingers, though.
Nah.
Don't
when I
all
pick up my son's guitar
and I
press the... And I think to myself, yow!
Yeah, you got to develop the calluses.
Yeah, you got to develop the calluses.
Either that or use a pick, I suppose, even
I
if
guess,
you're using
yeah.
a pick. You're...
Well, you can't use a pick when you're putting your fingers on there. You know, I mean, yes, you could use a pick with this hand.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to play the fingers
it
on,
hurts.
The, on the stick.
Right.
And it does hurt.
Yeah.
But only for about a week.
And guitars are heavier than I expected to.
I think I like guitars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could try a ukulele.
Easily.
With
ukulele.
The ukulele,
yeah.
That's very
that's
light.
True. My grandkid just learned how to play the ukulele. She's like 13, and she plays amazing.
That's awesome.
I just love it. I love, you know, because it's like if you feel music, then you can do it. And you just have to be confident that you can do it. People say, I can't sing. Anybody can sing. I don't care how you sound. Anybody can sing.
That's
you
right.
Know?
Not everyone can sing well.
Right.
Nah.
But everyone can sing.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, look at Bob Dylan, you know, and they say a terrible
yeah.
voice.
It never stopped him.
He is a classic.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, he's...
And I love to sing like him, you know what
right.
I mean? Like, when I'll play a song, I try to put in, yeah, well, you go, you know. You gotta love somebody. Yeah, yeah. Hey. But that's, you know, that's music. How do we get onto music? That's really good.
I don't know. You know, I was going to ask Kelly to give people her contact information.
I think that's a good idea.
Before the show wraps up in case they want to contact her, want some help or suggestions or whatever it is.
I guess that's a good idea.
Whatever it is she does.
We don't want to talk about things and then not tell people
that's
how
right.
to.
Just drop it cold.
Yeah, no, we can't do that.
No, that wouldn't be good.
So, Rodney, just take quiet and let her speak.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, so if you would like to contact me, probably the best two places are my cell phone number, mm-hmm. which I guess I give out on the radio.
Well, that's your choice.
Somebody once said to me, don't put your cell phone on your business card because everybody will call you. And I said, isn't that the point?
I would hope so. I have three different cards. I hope somebody calls.
I know. So it's 215-360-6553.
What was that again?
215-360-6553.
All right.
And my email address, if that's helpful, because mm-hmm. some people don't like to talk a lot, which is
absolutely.
Totally fine,
uh-huh.
is nkelly, and it's Nancy Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at financialguide.com.
That's pretty easy to remember.
Pretty easy.
Nkelly at financialguide.com.
Correct.
And we are Mass Mutual is the umbrella here?
Mass Mutual Greater Philadelphia is the agency that I work with.
Okay.
Mass Mutual, the insurance company.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And it's a big one, too.
It is a big one.
Well, I just want to thank you for being our guest.
Thank
here.
You for having me.
And we are ready to depart. The time has come. Thank you again. Rodney, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Vinny.
People, thank you for listening. And this will be played tomorrow and the next day and the next day. So if you need the information, it will be available. Thanks, everybody. Peace to you. Bye-bye.